Last week, Clicks Group Limited ran an advert on its website with an image of African hair, which it labeled as dry and damaged, while an example of white hair was described as fine and flat. This advertisement was quickly labeled as discriminatory and has received mass condemnation from the South African public, including a wave of protests and forced closures of Clicks stores by political party the EFF. Chisa Live spoke to several influential South African women who voiced their own disgust for the advert and the harm it has done to beauty stereotypes.
Uyazi uMzantsi Stellaville is filled with flavor, but you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
South African singer-songwriter Zahara has called on Clicks to make amends with the South African public by apologizing for the damage done by this advertising campaign.
You've obviously seen everything that's happening with Clicks at the moment. What was your initial thoughts? I mean, what is your opinion on it?
Obviously, you know, I carry my hair. That's my crown, first of all. And then for somebody to tell me what is dry and damaged, where did it come from? Because we've been supporting Clicks, Tina, quite a lot. Bani hair food zetu, bani do zetu zonk. So they're trying to say what they're selling us, hair food wise and everything wise, is wrong. So they're trying to say they are damaging our hair. Because we go by there, hair food, I'm a spray. Yes, we don't relax our hair, we don't do nothing. But they do sell us products that to protect our hair. So they are telling us that it's wrong. We hold ourselves our hair. It's us. Zinwele zethu ezi. This is our pride, and we have no problem with it. Why would Clicks have a problem? And then now he's busy telling us about blonde hair. It's flat and fine. Who said that? It's their problem. That's their hair. We have our own hair, which is black and beautiful.
Yeah, I see.
I'm serious. They must do something. Otherwise, we're going to do something about it. They must apologize, not just by whatever. They must apologize to us.
Local comedian Nina Hasty says that this is no overreaction, but a problem with mainstream media not emerging itself in modern-day identity politics.
I think it's absolutely important to understand that we need to use mainstream media to explain the social political atmosphere that we pick apart on Twitter. When there's a critical mass of a reaction to something, it's important for us to understand that there's a reason why there's a reaction like this. Now, for people that don't live in the Twitter sphere or aren't engaging on identity politics on a regular basis, this may seem like an overreaction. But what this is a result of is that mainstream media are not including themselves in conversations about identity politics and re-socialization in South Africa post-apartheid. The point I'm trying to make is we need to start taking identity politics language and debates that live in these little pockets of society on Twitter and things like that into mainstream media. These conversations need to be had in a much bigger platform. We need to be having primetime news readers having conversations like this. We need to have champions. Imagine if we had somebody that had the media power of a... Oh, I'm just trying to think of a Steve Hoffmeyer. We need a white person that is an ally, that is very powerful, that can talk to other white people about the pain of identity politics. I think Carte Blanche should run a story. Anyway, but also the Sunday Times. I guess you guys are doing it. But it would be nice at 8 o'clock on a Sunday, the whole community of people are being educated by somebody that's in their corner. Does that make sense?
Finally, South African author Jackie Pamutse says that the advertisement is another example of the disregard with which black people are treated and recommends that the outlet be taken to court.
It's completely unacceptable, especially in the world that we live in. This is a global outcry where black people are marginalized all the time. These racial slurs need to be addressed. So I do suggest that, yes, a political party or somebody who has influence take them to court for ethics. You know, the ethics court deal with these kind of things. And at this point, it's unacceptable that such a big brand that has been in the country for years and years and they understand our black South African history all the way back to apartheid, they should not be communicating these things with their products. Especially when they're trying to undermine the black child who actually buys and works within the store chain. So I just feel like it's really unacceptable, and I don't accept their apology, of which it reads as follows. The CEO says, as a group of cliques, I am deeply disappointed that we allowed insensitive and offensive images to be published on our website. I apologize unreservedly for the hurt and anger these images have caused. And I still feel an apology is not good enough when you put in a whole campaign addressing their issues. For you now to make a mockery out of the actual product we're supposed to go buy in your store as black consumers, we are then inclined not to support the brand at all.
I hear
because
you.
It does not speak to our values. It does not speak to our type of hair. Even the words that they use to describe black hair is completely appalling. It does not even make sense, even to a normal person who reads the posters. It does not make sense that you would call black hair frizzy. It's unacceptable, and I do feel like at this point they need to be an example because they've got the brand power to say, how are we communicating in our stores to encourage consumers to buy black products? Also, to educate those who don't know anything about black products. And they do allow these things to happen because they don't feel the need to educate themselves and people who buy the product. So yeah. It's not even, at this point, I also don't condone the fact that the store should be closed down. Simply because of our economic standing. Our black people will suffer more for a mistake that was done by a white person who is also very ignorant and arrogant in their apologies as well. So it does not really help when we say we're laying off plus minus 5,000 workers, if not more. The person who put this out should be fired, for example. Bring in somebody who understands black culture.
Clicks has since taken down the advert and apologized, saying that there was an oversight in publishing it. The company said that the ad was not its own. It said the ad was commissioned by hair company Tresemme. In a written response, the company said, after realizing the advertisement has a potentially discriminatory connotation, on September 4th, 2020, Unilever SA and or Tresemme took down the advertisement from its website and on the same day published an apology on its website. The apology on the Unilever website read as follows: "We are very sorry that the images used in the Tresemme SA marketing campaign on the Clicks website promotes racist stereotypes about hair. The campaign set out to celebrate the beauty of all hair types and the range of solutions that Tresemme offers, but we got it wrong. The images are not in line with the values of our brand or of Clicks. Tresemme SA apologizes for the offense these images have caused. We also apologize to the Clicks group." For the Chisa Pod, I am Paige Muller.